quite interesting, that collection of textbooks I've got in there stops in about 1990. And that's because from 1990, Sue and I started building up a collection of national curriculum history textbooks that were sent to us by publishers, free and gratis, and we had this wonderful library in our office in Newcombe House, and then over in Piccadilly when it moved over. And then at some point when subject officers in QCA went into open plan, this history library just disappeared. But
I mean, actually, well, there's a good range of books in the IOE library, and I've been through quite a variety of them. But the wealth of variations that were produced initially, I remember somebody telling me sort of so many publishers, 17 different versions of each the major core units you could buy. But now it's down to, you know, three or four.
Well, when we were doing the run-up to the 2000 curriculum, one of the things we implemented was a termly meeting with publisher. I was a very good friend of Paul Shuter, and Paul then was a senior publisher in Heinemann, and he'd been saying to me all along, he said, well, you know, it's all right, you lot devising the curriculum, he said, but what you don't understand is the printing schedules. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to devise a curriculum and you want it to start on such and such a date, but if we haven't got X amount of time, you can't have the textbook. So we started working in collaboration with printers and publishers, and in fact shared drafts with them, because I mean the problem is that there can be changes right up to the last minute, and indeed as we saw with the primary curriculum, it can be finalised but never passed as an act, therefore never come into being. But you know, there'll be a number of publishers who've got books that will be geared to that curriculum that will never see the light of day, even though teachers could teach that curriculum because there's nothing to stop them teaching topics as opposed to subjects, as it stands. Mm. But so we developed a timetable for 2000 that was very much linked into publishers' timetables as well. And so we did this in collaboration with publishers. And again, we hoped that that would stop some of the kind of low-quality history books that you got with the very first one that have been dashed through with, again, you know, partial understanding by the writers of what the national curriculum intended. So, I mean, some of those very early national curriculum textbooks were, you know, misleading. But for teachers, they would be the way in. I used to work a lot for Longmans. I used to do a lot of reviews of books for Longmans. Annabelle Jones was the publisher. And pre-national curriculum, I can remember arguing that national curriculum was a bad thing because every head of history really needed to write their own syllabus, and you know, that's how you're going to understand what history was all about. So they don't write their own history, they just get my textbooks. and at the time I didn't agree with her, but in fact I've got no doubt about it that for the vast majority of people it's the textbooks. And I think it's ironic, isn't it, because we were talking earlier about the way in which in the 70s and the 80s textbooks became simply a source from which you nick stuff for your own material. What I noticed a lot when I was going through around classrooms in the 90s was the fact that a lot of people were using photocopied pages from textbooks, that you very rarely saw sets of textbooks being given out. They were given out pages from textbooks. And it's interesting, my granddaughter doesn't have a textbook as such. A history textbook. I mean, they have topic books, and she's just done Black Peoples of the Americas. But that was done with photocopied sheets.
And are they from textbooks, the sheets?
I'm pretty sure they
are. An amalgam of different textbooks.
Source pages lifted. And that sort of thing.
So teachers aren't sort of going back to the sources to create their own materials like you did in the 70s?
I don't think so. But again, how can you typify? I mean, how many history teachers are there? Not as many as they used to be, I'm sure, but
thousands.
Even so, we're talking about thousands, and you know, practice must vary phenomenally. Liz, so she'll tell that, I think.